You know that feeling when you have a little awkward moment going on with your friend and none of you wants to talk first, right? Well, for a while, that was the entire US-India trade relationship. It felt like a high-stakes game where who would talk first or blink first between Trump and Modi. Remember the whole tariff drama that went on for almost 3 months? And Trump kept on venting his emotions through tweets, where he kept saying some pretty interesting stuff about India. He said India's tariffs were among the highest in the world and called our trade barriers strenuous and obnoxious. He even said the Indian economy is a dead economy. Then he imposed a 25% tariff on all Indian goods going to the US. Then he got even more angry and pissed. So he kept ranting about India's huge purchase of Russian oil and military stuff. For that, he imposed another 25% tariff, making the overall tariff on India 50%. Now anyone can see this and say, Trump is using the full-on carrot and stick approach with India. On our side, the Indian exporters were slowly feeling the burn. The tariffs were hitting key sectors like textiles, gems, and jewelry. Suddenly, our products were becoming less competitive in the US as well as in the whole Western market. Some exporters were saying they want a weaker rupee. In other words, they want the Indian currency's value to go down compared to the US dollar so that the foreign buyers can get more Indian goods for the same amount of dollars. But what was the Indian government and PM Modi doing? Was he tweeting back? No, he was playing it cool, shant, like a chess grandmaster, not showing his cards, just letting the dust settle. He said the government would do all steps necessary to secure our national interest and kept talking about protecting our farmers and small businesses. And here's the best part. It wasn't just one-sided game of chicken. While our exporters were feeling the heat, Trump's own team was worried about the opposite. They knew that these tariffs on Indian goods, especially things like generic drugs and certain textiles, could end up in raising prices for American consumers. So, while he was trying to look tough, the reality was his own policies were creating a problem for him back home. So, what happens when two people refuse to blink? One of them has to find a new way to end the game. And that's when we saw this beauty. Look at this tweet. I am pleased to announce that India and the United States of America are continuing negotiations to address the trade barriers. I look forward to speaking with my very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, for both of our great countries. See that? My very good friend, Prime Minister Modi, and both of our great countries, from obnoxious trade barriers and dead economy to a very good friend and a great country, in one tweet. Seems like the stick got a little too sticky for Mr. Trump himself. So next time someone tries to bully you, remember the Modi mantra. Stay calm, play the long game, and let the other side get trapped in the mess of their own policies. That's exactly what happened here. Trump came in swinging, but when India didn't blink, he had no choice but to soften his tone. Suddenly, those harsh words turned into sweet tweets. This wasn't about generosity. It looked more like a desperate retreat. India stood firm, and in the end, it was Trump who had to adjust.